broke up with your partner, would you have enough money to actually move out on your own?
Sadly, they say one third of adults, they're in a relationship that they can't get out of, or they're not, they're saying, we'll just stay here, because if they broke up with that person, they know that they would be the one that's having to get out, and that either they'd be homeless because they couldn't afford to move out on their own, whether because, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, whatever the reason is, that they're just sticking around because it's better than being having to look for your own place.
Yeah. The report that this came from revealed that relationship breakdown is responsible for one in every six cases of someone being homeless. But this is the thing that scares me. They say that one in five adults wouldn't be able to afford to pay January's rent with their usual salary. That's pretty scary. Like, if you just said, like, that person kicked you out, that there's one in five there that wouldn't even be allowed to, wouldn't be able to afford to go and rent a place.
There's such a difference now when it comes to renting and buying a home, and it almost doesn't pay. If you live paycheck to paycheck, right?
A lot of people do.
If you live paycheck to paycheck, and you're currently, if you're living with somebody, even if you're splitting things, maybe not 50-50, but if you're splitting, you know, what you can ship in.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens and you guys break up and you go to move out, you're looking to pay, you have to move into an apartment, for the most part, you have to pay a month's salary, a month's rent as a deposit.
Yep.
So my rent is about $900.
Okay.
And so if I moved out, I'd have to pay a $900 on top of another $900 for that month.
It's insane.
That's $1,800 you have to come up with.
Plus there's that whole thing that, you know, if you are living together, then, you know, there's... You don't all have you don't have your own, like, separate couches. You don't have, like, separate beds.
If you moved in together, merged all your stuff together, and like, oh, I'll get rid of my stuff.
Yeah. So that's just scary to me that for some people you couldn't even afford to just, you know, pay rent and stuff.
Are you staying in a relationship because of your living situation, because you can't afford to move out, or you know what the hassle's going to be, you're going to have to buy, now I got to get silverware and all this other stuff that I got rid of. 424-1234 to be part of the show this morning.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, who's this?
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Cheaper to keep her or put up with her nonsense.
That's my saying. It's cheaper to keep her. That's why people don't get divorced. Chris, are you married right now?
And I'm happily married, been so for 22 years, but I work with some coworkers that throw that out there quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's cheaper to keep her. And the thing is, if you can't move out, does your partner know that? You know, like, oh, listen, they can't go anywhere, so...
Because you hear all those stories with, you know, when people get divorced, as soon as the kids leave the house, you know, a lot of people then are just like, you know, they stay there just to keep everyone happy and, you know, because of the kids and everything. It's quite sad that people actually have to live like that.
Hey, quick story, and it happened over 20 years ago. My wife at that time worked at a bank, and there was a customer in there. Every week she was depositing, she'd pull cash out from the counter and then go into the safety deposit box area and bank it in there. And she did that for like a year and then ended up leaving her significant other.
You got to stockpile money.
You got to plan a little bit.
Is that because when it comes to, that's why people are offended if you say, like, I want a prenup. When does being in love and being in a relationship, you have to have a business mind about some things as well.
Again, I've been happily married for 22 years, so I'm good.
All right, well, thanks for checking in this morning,
Chris. Bye.